Okay, so we're holding the Gra Mishlei Perek Beis Pasuk Dalet.
My famous pasuk.
Right. Intivakshena Chakosef Vechamatmonim Tachbesena. If you're going to seek it out like money, silver, like money, and you will search for it like hidden gems. Oz tov in pasuk hey, Oz tov in yiras Hashem. Then you will understand yiras Hashem. But das alakim timsa, and you'll find das alakim. Says the Gra, im tivakshena kakosef, ki bakosha hu al dover hanevad. The lashon of bakosha, seeking something out, is something that's usually that's lost from a person. Mikoy me ayehu, he doesn't know where it is. Meshikasuv, like it says in the pasuk b'Tehillim, to isi keset oyved bakesh avdecha. I was wandering like a lost lamb. Right, bakesh avdecha. Seek out, right, your eved, bakesh. So you see, it's like going bakosha is on something lost. V'chein kesef larviach. Similarly, he says, when it comes to money, earning money, ein adam yodea b'ma listaker. A person doesn't know how he's going to make his money, with what is he going to make his money. V'derech ha'adam levakesh achrov. So the derech of the person is to seek after it. V'hoylich memakum lamakim larviach. So he goes from place to place to earn. In other words, it's not exactly the bakosha in the sense of something lost, but it's the way a person goes all over the place looking for something that's lost because he has no idea where it is. So too, when it comes to earning money, people go all over the place to figure out where they're going to get their gains from. They're going to get their money from. Leze oimer. So for this it says, the pasuk says, in this way, the pasuk says, tivakshena kakosef. You have to seek it out like money. Okay, you have to seek out like money. V'chumat moinim tach besenu. Derech dover atomen v'mokum yedua. The way of something that has been hidden in a known place. Shemunach ha-mutman basadar v'mokum ve'ini yedea mekoyim imamash. You know that there's something, you know, you hid a hidden treasure. You know, you hid something years back in the field. And it's in that specific place. But you don't remember exactly, you don't know exactly where its place is. So you have to search with your hands. And on that type of a thing is shaykh the lashon of chipus. Something that's been hidden either by himself or by his fathers. So that's the lashon of chipus by something that's matmon, that's been buried underground or something like that. That's where you use the lashon of chipus. V'ha'inyan. So the inyan is shehem nega Torah mitzvahs. These two lashonos, right, that we have lashon of bakasha and lashon of chipus, are keneged Torah mitzvahs. Shele Torah tzarich levakesh kakesef. If you want to learn Torah, you have to seek it out like money. To go from city to city and from country to country to learn Torah, a person's got to be mobile, be willing to seek it out, look all over the place, even if it means going to a different city or a different country in order to learn Torah. So that's the beginning of the pasuk. When the pasuk says, if you're going to seek it out like money, it's referring to Torah. But the part of the second part of the pasuk, which is you're going to search for it like something hidden, haynu mitzvahs. That already is referring to the mitzvahs. Achas shehem tmunim utzfunim biyodoy ad es boizman amitzvah la'asoyso. Since they are hidden, concealed in his hand, they're hiding in his hand until the time of the mitzvah comes to do the mitzvah, like we saw in the first pasuk in the parak. That's the way the Gra explained the mitzvosai titzpoin itach, that my mitzvahs you will hide with you, that you learned the Torah, you learned the halachas, you learned the mitzvahs, And you can't do a mitzvah at all times. There's certain times, let's say, you know, Sukkah, you learn the Chais, you learn Masecha Sukkah, you learn the Hilcha Sukkah, Hilcha Zarba Minim. So they're hidden with you. They're tzafun. Those halachas are tzafun with you. Those mitzvahs are hidden with you, waiting for the time to come. And then you take them out, you pull them out, and you're mekayim them. So that's what it means over here. Chematmonin tachpesena is the mitzvahs that are hidden. They're waiting to be done. They're hidden, waiting until the time comes for you to do it. Va'oz, and then when the time comes, yichapes ache hilchesa v'diktukea b'mokim shetoman tachas yadoi. Then he searches after its halachas and its different dikdukim in the place where he hid them under his hand. Kloimar bois in halachas shalom and kvar, meaning in those halachas that he already learned. Achshav yichapes achreim. So this is different than the imagery that the pasuk uses by tikvakshena kakosif. Tikvakshena kakosif is like parnasi. You're looking for kasef that you don't have yet. You didn't get it yet. You're looking to learn it new. You're looking right. So that is a lashon of bakasha, that you go all over the place till you find it. Over here, you're looking for something specific that you have already. That's why it's like a matmon. It's something that's been buried by you or by your fathers. You know it's there, but now you search for it. And you're searching now for the relevant halachas. So let's say you pick up a lulav, you start looking at it, and you start remembering. Okay, I learned this halacha. I have to check the tiyomis, and I learned it. You start going through the memory banks of halachas, what the pertinent halachas are to what you're being mekayim now. Says the next pasuk, the Gaon says, "Oz tov in Yiras Hashem." The pasuk says, "Then you're going to understand Yiras Hashem." Im tase kanal, if you're going to do like the above, "Oz tov in Yiras Hashem," then you will understand Yiras Hashem. V'das alakim timtza, and you will find das alakim. What is das alakim? Says the Gaon, "Hadas shel malachim," the das of malachim. We find that malachim sometimes are referred to in the pasuk as alakim. So that he says the das alakim means the das of malachim. Klam hasogas malachim. You're going to find the hasog of the malachim. The malachim have a gevaldig hasoga in the Rabbanu Shalom because they're closer to the Rabbanu Shalom, right? And you're going to bez Hashem be zeicha to find that das that the malachim have. The inyan is ki yemein yira in chachma. If there's no yira Hashem, then there's no chachma. Yemein chachma in yira. Chazal saying. Of us, right? But same way, same at the same time. If you don't have chachma, you don't have yira. Ki ayira hi amevil lidei chachma, because yira brings to chachma. Moshom Chazal, like Chazal said, ki ilu mal, that if a person has hano from oil mazel without a bracha, so that's as if he was mal, right? As if he like stole hano from Hektish, from Baruch Shalom. Gives everything to the person and gives him specific ways that he could use it, and he misused it. So he's moil. He misused this. Ma'itakante. So what's his takana? Yelech etzel chacham bilamdena v'chule. He should go to the chacham. Right? He should go to the chacham, and the chacham will teach him brachos so that he's not going to be over me'ila. V'zeu im ein yira in chachma. So that's what it means, that if there's no yira, there's no chacham, because if you didn't have yira, Hashem, if you weren't worried to begin with about the way to live, you wouldn't have gone to the Chacham. You're going to the Chacham because you have Yiras Hashem, and you want to learn how you're supposed to act. So then you go to the Chacham. But if you didn't have Chacham, if you didn't have that Yiras Hashem in the first place, you're not going to go. You're not going to go to get the Chachma, the Imein Chachma. And if you don't, and if there's no Chachma, Avshila Yira Ein Aklum. Right? But at the same time, if you don't have chachma, even if you do have yira, it's nothing. Ki yira less la migar maklu, because yira on its own, yiras Hashem, doesn't have anything of its own. This expression that the Gaon uses, less la migar maklu, is really indicative. It shows that the Gaon is being megala here, that yiras Hashem is the bechina of as far as the spheres goes, Malchus. It's called Malchus. I think we mentioned in the past that Malchus, of its own right, doesn't have or of itself. It's really a vessel to be Megala, the nine spheres that do have Etzim Ha'or to themselves. Okay, so the Kesser, Chochem, Bina, etc. They all only come into revelation. They're all only manifested through the Malchus. But the Malchus itself, that's all it is. It's just the tool that of expression, the tool that reveals the Or. So that's what Yiras Hashem is, he says. Yira les lamegam klum. Yiras Hashem on its own doesn't have anything, it doesn't have its own teichin. And that's what he says, he brings a remez in the Pasuk, v'abor reik ein b'yimayim. That the bor was empty, that the pit was empty, it doesn't have any water. And he said, "Ein bor yorechet." You find the lashon in Chazal that the bor over there doesn't mean a pit, but means a fool, an unlearned person, right? It can unlearned person is not going, doesn't have yorechet. Ki a yira ein rak oitzer lachochma. So he explains that the word is that the year, all the year is, it's just a treasure house to the chochma. K'mashikosim yiras Hashem hi oitzara. Like it says that yiras Hashem is the oitzer. Is the oitzer. What's an oitzer for? It's an oitzer for chochma, it's an oitzer for Torah. It's a famous Nefesh HaChaim. Bring it down over here in the footnotes here in the Sadr of Kuk edition. So, right, the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Dalet Perikhes, right, brings the famous Mishalom in the Indian of Torah of the year. And he talks about it, probably all know it, whatever, that's what he says, is that you can't have, what are you going to have, Yiras Hashem, you're not going to put it into in it, you have an oitzer, you don't put into it any tvua, the halachos, the Torah itself, that's the tvua. If you don't have the tvua inside it, if you don't have something to fill up the treasure house, so it's not a treasure house, well, it doesn't have any use at all. The vart in a treasure house is that it has something inside of it. The storage house, some of the storage. Vart in a storage house, right? That it stores something inside. If it's not storing anything, so it's not a storage place right now. It's a potential, but there's no actuality to it. So that's the vart. In that sense, that's the vart of Yiras Hashem, which sphere wise is the malchus. That if there's, you're not putting any aura into it, it doesn't have anything to reflect. It doesn't have anything to show.
What's that? Is not mashma that's important in its own right? If that's not the...
That's our part that we have to do in order to bring all the other kaitas that the Rebbe Shimon gives us into a metzias, into something. Yeah, you do have, you know, imain in Torah, imain yira, in chokhmah, right? That's lashon. And in the zayir that without kegavna de lesser raisa b'loy dechilu ofachi les dechilu b'loy raisa. Right, the same way you can't have Torah without yira, you also can't have yira without Torah. He said, right? In year, in chokhmah, in chokhmah, in year. So there's clearly there's a back and forth. But Maisa, what's you need the two things, but that's the tafka that the year plays is just allowing everything else to fall into place. It's just allowing the Torah to be expressed. So then he says, so that's the first step of the other girl. First step is, he says, he's coming to explain like that. This is a shtickle, this grow is a little bit a little bit long, especially for the grow. The Das Elokim Timtzei, he's coming to explain what's the idea that you're going to get the Das Elokim. So he starts for the first step is, in Chochmah, in Yira. The first step is, you need to have Yira and Chochmah. Vadas Nimshach Mebina. Das is drawn from Bina. Shem Yilei Bina, because if a person has Bina, if a person has understanding, as Eina Meyutelei Shum Dover Me'achachma. So then there's nothing extra from the Chachma.
In other words, you have also the Dainu Sheyir and the Ledes Me'achachma?
I don't have that. No, that's Lashon over there. What's Lashon in there? Sheha.
Sheyir Eina Rak Oitzei L'Chachma, Lashon Amir Shem Yitzaru, before. Yeah.
So he says that if the person has Bina, so then there's nothing extra from the Chachma. In other words, there's nothing missing. You have a bunch of information, but if you don't have, that's Chachma. Chachma is like the information, but the Bina allows you to appreciate, allows you to know what all these parts of the Chachma are for. And if you don't have Bina, so if you have Bina, then there's nothing extra. You see where everything falls into place. You see why everything over here in the bigger picture of the Chachma is important. And then the person is able to know the Chachma and the Bina clearly, l'fi his level of understanding. But if a person doesn't have Bina, he will not be able to know it clearly. Without Bina, it's not going to be fleshed out. He's not going to be able to appreciate every single part of the Chachma. There's going to be things there that are extra, excessive, that he doesn't really understand, what did I need that for? What's the significance of that? So that's what he says, that if you don't have Bina, you don't have Das. The Gra learns, here he says, v'im ein Das, and if there's no Das, she'eino masig ha'chochma bina al burya, which means that's the way the Gra learns das is the hasaga of chochma and bina in clarity. It's the clear hasaga of chochma and bina, because really, I'll it says that das is not a sphere of its own. It's really just a combination. It's a chibur of the Chachma and Bina. It's not like something new. So like that's the way apparently the Gra over here is learning, is that all that Das is the understanding of Chachma and Bina together, which gives you a certain clarity that you wouldn't have with just one and not the other. You just had like a level of Chachma, a level of Bina. The Das is the chibur, the two together, that gives you a very, very clear hasaga. So it says, "Ve'im ein das." If you didn't have das, she'ino masik chachma bina burya, that you didn't understand the chachma bina clearly, ein bina, then you wouldn't have bina. Kehem dvarm stumim elav, because there are going to be things that are concealed from him. There are going to be things that are closed off that he doesn't chap. He doesn't. They just have no meaning yet. They didn't open up for him. And that's what it says in the pasuk. Later on in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud, the beginning of Chachma is Yiras Hashem, because we saw V'das Kedoshim Bina, and the Das Kedoshim is Bina. V'kando Behepoch, and over here is the exact opposite. Why? Eitzel Yira Bina. Da'inu Tov in Yiras Hashem. We find over here the lashon of Bina in reference to Yiras Hashem. V'eitzel Das Chachma, and by the lashon of Das you have Chachma. Why? Because it says V'das Lakim Timtza. And how do I know, says the Gra, that Das Lakim has to do with Chachma? Ki Metzia, it says Timtza. What is a Metzia? Ki Metzia hu midvar ha'ayin. Because Metzia, when you find something, it's finding it from nothing. Right? Chachma me'ayin timatze. Oh, here it says V'zeo b'chachma. That's in Chachma. Kvash kosev chachma ayin timatze. The Chachma goes out from a nothing. You find it from a nothingness. Right, it's found from nothingness, so which is the Keser. So he says like this: since you say V'das Elokim Timtza, a Metzia, anything that you right, Lashon of Metzia is a reference to Chachma, and if that means it's using the Lashon of Das in reference to Chachma. So he said it's using Lashon of Bina Bayira, it's using Lashon of Metzia of Das. I'm sorry. By Chachma, because it's a Nina Metzia, which is Chachma. Avala Bina, he says, Einim Ayin, Ki Nichlelas B'Chachma. Okay, that just finishes off why Chachma Ayin Timotzer, because Bina is not nothing. Bina is Nichlelas, it's included, it's incorporated inside the Chachma, just you're fleshing out from the Chachma. But Inyan, so the Gaon is saying over here, you see there's like this opposite usage, let's just understand that better. Over by us, it says, Bina the Gabir Hashem and Das by Chachma, but over there it says Chachma by Yir Hashem, not Bina by Yir Hashem, Chachma by Yir Hashem, and Bin and Das by Bina. So spunk fakert, two psukim, right? Al pasuk oz tov in yiras Hashem, which is bina in yiras Hashem, v'das elokim timsa, which is das and chachma. So the yiras Hashem is paired with bina, and the chachma is paired, and das is paired with chachma. In the other pasuk later on, it says tchilas chachma yiras Hashem. It puts chachma together with yiras Hashem. V'das kedoshim bina puts das together with bina, not chachma. What's the vart? Says the Goyin, Va'inyan, and obviously this is very, very deep what he's saying. Shehu besayd hadas mishapech sham. It's the soy, this is the Inyan
sham. Sham.
I think it's sham. The Inyan is, this is the in the soy of das, which makes a swap. It turns things over, it turns things in the opposite way. Kamoshe nevar, kamoshe mavur, bepegusheinu al shayo. Like the Mavur, and it goes Peish on Yeshayo. Without getting into too much, but the
Mishapet means it switches other things, or
it switches over. You know where you see this? You see this in the body, right? That the you have, let's say, the right brain and the left brain, and they funnel, which is the Chachma, the Bina, right? Is the Chachma, right? And the Bina is left brain. And they funnel down into the third brain, or whatever, the medulla, let's say, right? Which then funnels down into the spine. And we know that they swap there. You see that the right brain really controls the left side of the body, and the left brain controls the right side of the body. Because that's the das, that third brain that funnels into the guf. That's what's called the das hamispashit. It's das that's mispashit into the guf. It switches the directions. The right controls the left controls the right. That's where you see it in the guf. What's the ultimate? Say that over. I guess that's not for now. That's not for this mizgaret. In any case, that's what the Goyin is explaining. Is the miyashiv the stira between the psukim? Is that this is the way das works? The emes is, so you have das. Nevertheless, you have das. Two usages over here. You have two psukim. So which one is it? Probably what the Goyin is referring to is there's two levels of das. There's a das elyon and a das tachton. There's a das up above and there's a das up below, which then goes into the guf. So you have two levels of das. So at a higher, at one, you know, one level, it might be one direction, and then it swaps as it funnels down into the guf. It's very similar. The Goyin says in Parshas Mishpatim, the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, that. Yeah, we have an Adaris Elio here by any chance?
No, downstairs they have some.
Okay, well, in Adaris Elio, right at the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, it brings that many psukim, I don't remember those lashon, his lashon might even be Roiv Makoimus, the Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh are opposite. In other words, the way the Gemara is mefarish, the psukim is the exact opposite of what the pasha pshat of the pasuk is. And he says it's in the bechina of chosim v'nechsam. Like a chosim, you have a stamp, and when you stamp the thing, right, the stamp is the opposite to the way it stamps down above, stamps down below. So you have the... you have the chosim, which is like Torah Shebiksav, but when it stamps and it carries over down into Olam Hazeh, down here, it looks opposite to the way it looks up there. I think it's the same, it's come from the same Yesod. When there's a carryover from the, let's call it the Rosh to the Guf, the Moichin to the Guf, from the Chochma Bina level to the Guf level, there's a swap that goes on. V'omer kan chamisha dvarim, the Goyin says here, it says five things. Chochma Bina, Das v'Torah Ma'aseh. From the, I think it's what he means is from the beginning of the parak, we found over here psukim. We had five psukim here. And the five psukim contain in them Chachma Bina Das Torah Ma'aseh. Because the first pasuk in Tikach Hamarayim Mitzvosai was Torah, the way the Goyin explained it. Ki Torah Tzarech Adam Lo, etc. in the mitzvahs. Lahakshiv, the second pasuk was Lahakshiv Chachma Znecha Chachma Mashi. He went into the union of Chachma, so that's Chachma. The second pasuk, the third pasuk is Kim La Bina Tikla Tuna Titin Kalecha. That's Bina. So now we have Torah Chachma Bina. Im Tvachenecha Kosev Chatmoinim Techbesena. So one second, what would that be? Chachma Bina. Oz Tov and Yiras Hashem is the Das. So Im Tov Akshin HaKaz V'Kavon Yom Tach B'Sena, that would have to be Ma'ase. Yeah. It could be that Pasek Aleph and Pasek Beis, actually Pasek Aleph and Dalet might be both. The first part of the pasuk is Torah. That's probably the way it is. Mitzvah yitzitz poinitach and chamatinitach pasen is the mitzvah, so that's the ma'isa. In other words, they don't. It's not one pasuk per.
It's just the last two pasuk.
The first pasuk and the fifth pasuk.
The last two pasuk alone, it has all five.
So I was. Does it? Let's see.
Chenek kesef is Torah. Chamatinitach pasen is ma'isa, and then here we have
bina das. Is it everything?
Das looking tinsa.
But I think he's referring to all the psukim because each pasuk then divides up into two. So you have two bechinas on each thing, and he says five. You have five things over here. Or bekal echad ve'echad u'shnayim, and each one is two. Because that's the way each pasuk broke them into. But I think that Torah mitzvah, like the Torah ma'isa, is really in aleph and hey. In Aleph and Dalet, I'm sorry. Bniyim tika chamarai, and in tivakshen chakosav is going on Torah, or mitzvah sitits boinitach, and chamachmanitach pesena is going on Maisa. I think that that's the way to understand it over here. So, arei chamisha mul chamisha, you have five against five. Or connect them, ba'adam asar advarim, connect them in the person, paralleling them in the person, you have 10 things. Chamisha pnimius, v'chamisha chitzonius. Five pnimius and five chitzonius. Ha pnimiusu, moich v'lev, v'reyev, the brain, the heart, and the lung, the garon, shu hakoil, and then you have the garon, which is the voice, uklayus, and the klayus. The chamisha chitzenius, and the five external parts, is the himeinayim, oznayim, pev, yadayim, reglayim. The eyes, the ears, the mouth, the hands, and the feet. Obviously, he's going very deep over here, very Kabbalistic. But it seems, right, that the moich would be the chachma, the lev, we know, has the bina, if the lashon and psukim like that. The das would be in the reya. That's already would be the das mispashet. Torah would be the garon shakol, because with the Torah we saw that you have to mitziyim lepe, you have to mitzi the Torah lepe. Maisa is going on the kloyus, which is in the mamish down in the goof of the person, which is in the chelika maasi of the person, the chelika, the action of the person. Same thing with the chitzonius, the inayim is connected to chachma, the osnayim is connected to bina, the das is connected to pe, and the yadayim reglayim is connected to teres maisa. All this is al pi kabbalah, very, very simple and understandable, but not for now. So we'll stop here. Should we stop here? Well, one more pasuk actually. Ki Hashem yitin chokhma bepiv das u'tfuna, right? Because Hashem will give chokhma from His mouth das and tfuna. Kolei ma yedei shetel v'chamisha dvarim, by going through the five things, Shem chokhma bina das teru meise. Yitin Hashem chokhma, then Hashem will give the person chokhma. U'mipiv yitin das u'tfuna b'day l'meivin. B'day l'meivin. Meaning, it says in Hagah, He's going to get new chachma. Because the chachma comes from where? The Ein Sof. Chachma Ein Timatzei. Right? He's going to learn new things, and he's going to find new things that he didn't know before. That's from nothing, so to say. It's fresh. And from what he's going to learn, the chachma, he might say the chachma with his mouth. He's going to know the chachma clearly in its two bechinas of das and tvuna. Like we saw the Goyin said, that tvuna is the issue of being in mitzi with a peh. And that's also related to das, because das comes out of the tvuna. But tvuna gamkein das. But the difference is that das is that he knows the chachma clearly to himself. He can't explain it to others. Tvuna is that koyach we saw that he's able to explain it to others. Okay, that's enough. I mean, read the rest of it. We'll stop here.